This is something for the weekend and your COVID-19 things to do. Classic hits.
Sophie Latouche is back with COVID-19 things to do while we're all at home and we've got a bit of time on our hands. We've already organised all the family photos. We've got a dinner menu for the month and each family member last week had to fill a charity bag from every bedroom in the house. So that is done. We're making progress, Sophie. What do you have for us to do this week to keep us occupied?
Hi, Trina. As we're all going through this, right, we have so much more time to spend with the kids. So what I would suggest this week is to interview the kids. So, yeah, and kind of maybe, I don't know if you want to keep it separate to COVID-19 or you want to keep it how are you feeling or maybe doing a weekly little vlog of them. But I just think it would be lovely to capture the moments with them. And, you know, you have things like the Google Cloud and things like that you can store them and back them up and look back in them in years to come. You know, when, like, we sit around and if we watch an old video recorder and, you know, we've got the days up on the screen and stuff, it would be lovely to look back.
Yeah.
I think
interviewing the kids, and you can do that really easily on your phone as well. All the phones have a voice recorder on it. Simple. And then
that's
you email it to yourself. I've done that before actually with my little one because I love the idea of, you know, being able to listen back to her baby voice in a few years' time.
Well, actually, I had heard somebody set an email account up for their child, and what they were doing was they were emailing over all the videos and pictures as they were being taken over to the kid's email. You know, so when the kid turns 14, 15 or whatever, they'll be able to look back. And like there'll be years of stuff built up.
Yeah, and all dated.
That's a nice
and
idea.
Cataloged and everything all organised too. I'm asking questions like, you know, the usual, what's your name and what's, you know, how old are you and that. And I'm getting the very cute, I'm Anna, I'm two and all that. I do think it'd be very cute down the line. But especially during COVID-19, imagine a kind of almost like an audio time capsule that you can play back to the kids when they're 20, you know?
Of course. And you know, like, they'll probably be reading about this in history books. They'll probably be reading about this down the line and you'll be saying, well, actually, look what I have from that time that we shared together. So I think it's lovely to take a little record. I'm sure you know I'm all about audio anyway with the podcast and with the Instagram and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
So it's nice to have a record of those things and to be able to go back and watch or listen, you know. So yeah, interview the kids this week.
That's a great little
project. Ask them how you're really feeling. Ask them for their honest opinion. How are you getting on, you know? So it'll be fun.
I love that idea. That is definitely a project on the list. And you don't need fancy equipment. Everybody's got a phone that can record audio.
Everyone has it.
Very easy.
Exactly.
All right, thanks,
and
Sophie.
Do back it up, though.
Back
it up just in case the phone breaks. Listen, Trina, thanks a million, and I'll talk to you next week.
Get thinking for more ideas of what to do next week, won't you?
I will, of course.
Thanks, Sophie.
Take care. Thanks, Trina.
Your COVID-19 things to do on Classic Hits with Trina Mara. Classic Hits.